I know censorship is fighting words for some folks, but I strongly believe in censorship. Do you?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
Now, I'm talking about self-imposed censorship. The Bible says not to set anything worthless before your eyes. And has there ever been a time in history with more choices of worthless things to look at? Magazines, television, internet sites? Which ones are worthless? I won't decide for you, but I'll give you some clues. Ask yourself what's being promoted. Is it true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and of good repute? Is it excellent and worthy of praise? Again, the Bible says to let your mind dwell on these things. You can judge what you see against that. Second, how do you feel when you're viewing it? Does it promote your spirit or your flesh? If you identify something worthless, what do? Impose censorship on yourself. Filter everything past your new rule as the first step. Then get in the habit of quickly glancing away or clicking away or throwing away. The key word is quickly. Your eyes can decide very fast. If it's not worthy, don't waste another glance. Censorship may not be very popular these days, but you'll be glad you embraced it. With all that worthless junk out of the way, it will be a lot easier to see God. This is Barbara Lardinet from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, hannahscupboard.com.